And now back to the CSG story. As we heard, George Bender, the man who killed himself a couple of weeks ago, battled for a decade to stop CSG companies coming onto his land. His family says the long fight against the CSG industry wore him down. Mr. Bender's family has vowed to continue the fight, but some locals warn that many others are on the brink of suicide because of what they claim is relentless pressure from the CSG companies to hand over their land. Michael Edwards reports from near Miles, about 150 kilometres from Roma.
A herd of cows graze on a paddock just outside of Miles, a small town about 150 kilometres outside Roma in southwest Queensland. But what makes this scene different is that right in the middle of where the cows quietly munch on grass is a large coal seam gas well. It takes up about the same area as a basketball court, and it's fenced off with warning signs to deter trespassers. Many similar facilities are nearby.
Over there.
Yeah, you can outside, yeah. You can hear it outside. Yeah. Inside you can't really, but yeah, if they drop a drill stem or something, she goes bang. Yeah, yeah. You can hear them 2 or 3 K away.
Yeah.
Reverse beepers, they've got reverse beepers.
Two local graziers, Daryl Bishop and David McCabe, have come to check it out.
And the lights, they got those big lights shining.
Down low.
Down low, are they? Yeah.
Yep, they're all down low. Yeah.
Over the past decade, they've seen the area transform from farmland into the hub of the CSG industry. David McCabe likens it to a cancer.
It's like a melanoma. When they come in the area, the farmers that are own the land, they're dedicated to the land. The land is part of them. It's like a melanoma. It just gets into them and it eats away and eats away.
His friend Daryl Bishop says the CSG industry has turned it into an industrial area with scant regard for the local community.
He devastated the area. It's fractured the whole community.
Environmentalists say the process has the potential to contaminate groundwater sources. Many locals have sold their land to the gas companies. Others allow access and are given what amounts to an annual fee for each well that is drilled. But others are standing firm. Daryl Bishop is among them. One company wants to build a pipeline across his farm. He stared down legal threats and what he describes as persistent bullying.
Disgraceful is all I can say, disgraceful. They're the greatest bullies that ever bloody walked.
Earlier this month, the anti-CSG lobby lost one of its most strident voices when George Bender took his own life. His family blames his suicide on the constant pressure he faced keeping the gas companies out of his farms. David McCabe knew George Bender, and he says he knows at least two other locals who are on the brink of taking their lives. And while he says he'd never advocate violence, he warns others might head down that path.
It'll be either suicide or someone will openly go to one of these gas wells or come to some of their workers there'll be bloodshed.
That's how serious the situation is?
It is, yep. The landowners only want the right to say no, that you can't come on their land. It's freehold land and they should be allowed that right.
That's local grazier David McCabe speaking to our reporter, Michael Edwards.